me turn to forestry now. And Sitka spruce, two words which in more recent years have come to suggest a certain kind of commercial forestry which is bad for biodiversity. It was a conversation on this programme back in April with Marina Conway, the outgoing head of the Western Farmers Forestry Co-op, that suggested that we might need to take a closer look at this. The way that large swathes of single tree plantations had been planted on marginal land in the past hasn't been good, she acknowledged, but knowledge and practice had improved. These plantations no longer need to live in opposition to nature, she suggested. So this week I visited a plantation of organic tillage farmer John McDonald in Leash to see what best practice now looked like.
When you're looking at trees, you walk around it,
mm-hmm.
because then you'll see the imperfections in it. There's a slight imperfection in that, but you get away with it.
This one here has an obvious kink in it, does it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
John McDonald planted here 24 years ago because he needed a pension plan. And because he chose good land that had previously been producing beef, tree growth has been impressive, and he has taken an income every time he thins. A pension plan that pays dividends before retirement, he calls it.
Like, here's a younger, perfect tree. This is a beautiful, straight stem.
Right.
So you walk around, you great exercise, you know. So what we'll probably do the next time is...
Do you get a crick in your neck too?
Just looking up as you walk around in a circle.
No, it's very good for your neck.
Yeah.
So the next time we're in here, this one will probably go to leave more room for this one. And maybe that one might go...
Sitka spruce monoculture has a bad rep at the moment now, mm-hmm. though. How do you sit monoculture plantations like this mm-hmm. with your organic operation? Can you reconcile them?
Oh, yeah, totally. Sitka spruce is a very good commercial tree. It has to be commercial. It's used in construction. So it replaces concrete. You have a timber frame house. It's more than likely made from Sitka spruce timber. And on our plantation here, we left the hedges on this farm, so there's a different type of plant. And also there are two streams running down through the plantation, deep gullies with trees that are growing and dying and falling back in their own way. Mm. And I will never touch them. And there's hazel there, ash, oak, beech.
I've walked down through the plantation now. And at its perimeter, it's gradually giving way to hardwoods and much more mosses and lichens on the ground. Fallen branches rotting, ivy crawling up the trees. Good thick cover of wild garlic still. And right at its edge, a small stream.
Best practice and techniques are improving all the time. John did things in the beginning of the life of the plantation that he wouldn't think of doing now.
Being a tillage farmer, you knew about controlling weeds, and you wouldn't tolerate weeds around your plants, especially like with sugar beet.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, I kept the grass down for the first 2 years.
How did you do that?
We used glyphosate at the time. If I was doing it again, I would have just walked down the grass. But that knowledge wasn't there for us, you know. And I have planted trees
so
at home.
Do you mean just literally trample in a circle around the sapling, yeah?
That's right. You let the grass up, and then in the month of May, when the grass is high, you just hold the tree and walk down the grass, and it won't come back up because it's too long and stemmy.
Trampling has to be the most organic form of weed control I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah, it works very well. I planted hedging this winter. And only last week we walked down the grass each side of the Whitethorn and Holly hedging. And it's staying down. That's made from hardwood.
One of the interesting innovations John has introduced is that he is making biochar from the tree thinnings that will be used as a fertilizer to breathe health and carbon storage back into previously intensely farmed tillage land.
Biochar.
You're farming organically elsewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, in Athy, yeah, we're converting to organic, bring the soil back to life.
So how are you integrating this plantation with that?
The small diameter pulp wood will be turned into charcoal and then biochar, because it's not a high energy charcoal. You can also spread the biochar on your land to speed up the regeneration of life in the soil.
And you have soil that is a good candidate for that right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have, yeah. It's been intensively farmed for, oh God, it must be 50 years. So there's very little life in it. You have a few.
Because there are as many different approaches to forestry as there are people planting trees, on Thursday, John threw the gates open to other landowners to see what he was doing.
I'm Olive Levy. I'm the National Coordinator with Irish Forest Owners, which is an umbrella organisation of 8 forest owner groups in Ireland.
What I'm picking up here is that there are many, many choices within forestry. The idea that it has to be monoculture, Sitka spruce and nothing else is wrong.
So we're only now beginning to realise the variety of options that can be out there, and that there's so many different outcomes or different objectives people can have, and you can get mixed objectives. Like personally, I manage my forest using continuous cover forestry, because equally for me, it's timber production and the economic return along with biodiversity. So for me, continuous cover forestry is a way of balancing both of those and getting a return. And I'm really interested as well as the social aspect of forestry. I spend a lot of time up there, and it's great for mental health and the community. And I'd love a school in there, a forest school. So that allows me to do all those things. So there are different ways of managing your forest to reach different goals.
You can see here a young holly plant is growing here. And if I just show you the soil, you can see that that's the good fungus.
John here. MacDonald has studied soil science, and the lump that he tore out of the ground to show me suggested to him that this was anything but an ecological dead zone.
So this is totally aerobic and full of beneficial organisms. And the best of fungi.
This is not the soil profile that you associate with monoculture Sitka spruce.
Well, it is, and you're looking at it. This is a very healthy soil here. It's full of goodness.
And you've had it tested?
I've tested myself, and I've looked at it under the microscope, and it's very good, with very good fungi.
Lots of life in it?
Yes, plenty. If our tillage land in Athy had a half of it, we'd be going very well.
That's really the comparison that matters, isn't it? So the place that has had crops growing in it for the last 50 years and had fertiliser spread on it and all that time is more inert or has less life in it than this soil here.
Yeah, it's actually barren because it'll grow nothing without fertilisers and inputs. And that's where we are.
Here's the crucial test. Will you go again? Plant for the next generation to harvest after you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, yeah. It's a very good capital asset in your mix of farming. Every farmer should have at least 15 hectares of forestry. It will educate your children. Or if you want a new car, it'll buy a new car for you. And there's no invoices or bills hanging on the gate here. As opposed to crops and animals. And if you don't do it this year, it can wait till next year. There's no pressure. And it's a lovely place to come and work. I come here before thinnings and I would mark trees for thinning. And when you're just up here going through the woods, it is so good to get away from machinery and deadlines and the bother of weather hitting crops and whatnot.
John MacDonald there with a little window on a more nature-friendly way of doing commercial forestry. Irish Forestry Owners website for more details on those department-funded forest walks.